May I speak the name of God, of his Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Please be seated. Before coming to this church, I had to get to have several meetings with Reverend James and to discuss lots of different things, and it was my opportunity to get to know him better. But one of the questions I really wish I had asked him was what football team he supports. Exactly. For me, as a die-hard Chelsea fan, you have to appreciate a couple of weeks ago going into the vestry and my shock at finding an official autobiography of Manchester United filled me with horror. And I thought, surely there must be a mistake. This must be against church law or something. We can't have something about Manchester United in the vestry. So after handing the autobiography and washing my hands afterwards, obviously, I had to go and find out who it was. And found out there was a present for Reverend James. He's a Man U supporter. I couldn't believe it. I still can't get over it now. We're getting on so well together. You see, nothing like sport can cause division. But I'll tell you something that causes more division than anything else: choosing a paint colour in your house. So at school at the moment, we're having some classrooms painted. I've gone through so many swatches with members of staff. If anyone wants to know how many shades of blue there are, there's 700. It feels like that. See, the truth is, this passage this morning we've been hearing about in Luke is actually quite hard for us to take in. If you were to go and ask anyone out in the streets about who they thought Jesus is or why he was here on earth, we might hear people say, well, he came to bring peace, didn't he? Or he's a good teacher, or he came to bring fulfillment, and that's all true. But in our gospel reading, we hear something quite different. That Jesus says, I'm coming here to bring division. Now, there are two possible truths. Either Luke made all this up and Jesus didn't actually say that, or Jesus did say it. Now, I truly believe that the Bible is God-inspired. In other words, God wanted us to hear that passage this morning. And what's so interesting about the Bible is that there's 66 different books in it. And there's 40 different authors. But none of them knew they were actually writing the Bible. In fact, the word Bible comes from the Greek word Biblia, which basically means books, the Bible. The truth is, if we are going to follow Jesus wholeheartedly, it is going to cause upset, it is going to cause frustration, and it is going to cause annoyance with some people. Because I believe that if we're following Jesus, we're shining the light of Christ. And being blunt, people don't want the light. They're not interested, some people. Because the light shows up things that we're meant to put right and things that we're doing wrong. I truly believe that God can't love you anymore and he can't love you any less. But also we have to appreciate that the devil will do all he can to stop us from following God. So Jesus is basically saying in this passage that being a Christian is not going to be easy. Now, before I went into the prison service, I trained as a chef, and I got a job in a restaurant in Bath. I was only in my early 20s at that point. And I'd been in the job for 3 days. And on the third day, my general manager storms into the kitchen during service, which is basically where I'm making food and stuff for customers, and said, Thomas, I've got a question. Is it true you're a Christian? I said, yes, it is, I'm a Christian. He said, if I knew that, I never would have been called Jesus. I hate Christians, I can't bear them. And for 3 months, that man made my life an absolute misery. And I ended up losing my job because I was a Christian. But I wasn't prepared to deny that I knew Christ. The thing is, if we read the Bible, the whole thing is full of division. We can read that right back in Genesis in Adam and Eve. It's a classic example. Adam just blamed Eve, God's earth. We can read about the disciples quarreling about who Jesus is. You can read about the history of the tribes of Israel and how they got split up.
completely up to date. The number of people who are watched, like Big Brother and Love Island and EastEnders, it's constantly people watching television.
But what I find interesting in this passage is that the Bible is so up to date because Jesus talks about the weather. And isn't it interesting, like, even we're obsessed with it, and particularly with this heat wave going on. I mean, I have the app on my phone, I watch the weather channel online, and try to work out when the heat wave going to end, and all the rest of it, and we're obsessed with it. My granddad, God bless his soul, used to say that if you saw a cow sitting down on the fields, that was a sign it was going to rain. Now, you try and find a cow in Gloucester driving around, it's quite hot. And finally sitting down in the field even after. But I was trying to work out if it was going to rain or not. See, Jesus was talking at a time when people understood about the weather. Because they knew that if there were clouds coming in from the west, which we've just been hearing about, that means it's coming from the Mediterranean Sea. In other words, they knew it was going to rain. And if wind was coming up from the south, it was going to be very hot and humid because it was coming from the top of Africa. The thing is, I truly believe that Jesus was warning his disciples that to be a Christian in public was going to get a lot harder. And it's interesting in the Bible that when Jesus talks about fire, and we hear about fire, there's two kinds of fire in the Bible. There is the fire of judgment and the fire of putting things right, and then God says, I'm not having this to start again. But there's also the fire of refinement. In our reading in Hebrews, there's that mention about people striving for faith, about trying to follow God more wholeheartedly. And that's what I believe that we should be doing. Is asking God in our lives, where are things going wrong for us? Where are things not right? Where do you want to put it for us? See, I don't think it's enough for us just to turn up to church. We have to be willing to understand that if we are going to follow Jesus and we really believe in the good, then that is going to cause spiritual warfare. And it doesn't just affect clergy, it affects anyone who wants to follow Jesus. See, I truly believe that if Jesus' mission here on earth was simply to bring peace, with there being no division, he would not have been crucified. But Jesus also promised us the gift of the Holy Spirit. And you can see that in the banner just in front of me, just up there in the church. That Jesus came to say that I can bring you a fire to help to refine. And that is the gift of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit causes us to change. Ultimately, we have to decide if we want to be refined by God or not. It's interesting, if you go past Cash Converse or Northgate Street, there's always big signs up there saying, I'll accept all your gold in whatever colour condition it is. And that's what Jesus asks us to do, is to be refined. They say, may the gold is refined. To be made perfect in God's image. I truly believe there is no better life than deciding to follow Jesus. I became a Christian when I was 16 years old. And it honestly was the best decision of my life. But it did cause division instantly with my friends. Because when I went back to school, I couldn't go and get drunk on Saturday night. I had to save myself sexually before I got married. And other things that challenged the general society at the time. But I will challenge you to be refined. Because division isn't just about good versus evil. As long as we have division in our hearts, and maybe sometimes we're just doing something that we know is terrible, and we think God is not going to see it, but God does. But I truly believe it's never too late.